High School Sports Saturday. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink with Tate Matthews on 104.5 The Zone.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, right here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad you're with us live at the Corner Bakery Cafe again in Bowling Green, Kentucky, out on the porch. The governor here in Kentucky has shut all restaurants down for dining, in-dining. So out on the patio, Mr. Dan Davis got us out here with the heater set up. Beautiful morning. If you are in the Bowling Green area, the Corner Bakery, as you all know, never disappoints. Best breakfast, lunch menu anywhere in Bowling Green. And they got us a pot of coffee out here. And, again, the heaters are going. So we're excited to talk playoff football this morning. 615-737-1045 is the number if you think we need to know something. At Tate Matthews, give us a follow on Twitter. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, Trousdale County Yellow Jacket head football coach Blake Satterfield will be joining us. Big win last night. Brian Coleman of the Summit Spartans will be joining us this morning. And Kevin Creasy of the Oakland Patriots will be joining us this morning. You can see the common theme there during the week. All right, going to blow through the news, make sure we have plenty of time with our guests. Quarterfinals in the books. Next week is the semifinals in D1. D2 are in the finals in 2 weeks. They will not play next week, but then they're in the finals on Thursday night of 2 weeks. And what is this all about? Coolest week of the year, I think. Practicing on Thanksgiving. For those that are getting to do it, there's nothing quite like it. Congratulations to all the teams that have made it, and make sure you enjoy it. It's special. When you're older one day, you'll be able to tell your kids about it, and hopefully they'll be able to do it too. Very, very cool to practice on Thanksgiving. 6A, Oakland 39, Riverdale 14. Ian Schlachter, 6 for 13, 162 yards, 3 touchdowns for the Oakland offense. Brentwood 55, Franklin 34. Cade Granzow continues to put up huge numbers. 20 for 28, passing, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 93 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns. So 6A, Oakland will host Maryville. Brentwood travels to Bartlett. 5A, Summit 36, Beach 29. Destin Wade 13 for 16, 218 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. He also had 29 carries, 194 yards, and 1 touchdown rushing for the Spartans. Henry County defeated Northeast 39-7. Jamarcus Johnson, 23 rushes, 232 yards, 4 touchdowns. That gives us Summit at Henry County and South Doyle at Oak Ridge in 5A. 4A, Nolensville, huge win, 15-14 over Tullahoma. Samson Johnson, 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Chance Fitzgerald, 4 receptions, 72 yards, and a touchdown for the Knights. That gives us Elizabethton has to come to Nolensville this year. Lexington at Haywood County in 4A. 3A, Pearl Cone 56, Stewart County 20. Martino Owens 12 for 15, 248 yards and 4 touchdowns. Ivan Dayton 6 rushes, 98 yards and 1 touchdown for the Firebirds. 3A, we've got Pearl Cone at Milan, Alcoa at Red Bank. 2A, Trousdale County, huge win over Watertown last night, 21-13. Cameron Rankins, 30 rushes, 173 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception on defense. Waverly, 14, Riverside, 0. That gives us Meigs County at Trousdale County, Waverly at Peabody. Single A, South Pittsburgh, 37, Gordonsville, 7, Fayetteville, 38. Moore County 29, that gives us Coalfield at South Pitt and Fayetteville at Lake County in 1A. D2 AAA, McCauley defeats Brentwood Academy 28-18. Taylor Montiel 17 for 34, 167 yards and a touchdown and a rush touchdown for the BA Eagles quarterback. What a great senior year he had. Hate to see it come up short. MUS 49, Montgomery Bell Academy 42. Patrick Wilk 161 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. That gives us McCauley versus MUS Thursday, December December 3rd at 7 p.m. at Tennessee Tech. D2AA, CPA 58, Goodpasture 22. The Sheriff, Cade Law, 105 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 61 passing yards, 1 touchdown. The Dude, Reed Williford, a 45-yard punt return for a touchdown to start off the scoring. Lipscomb, 58, ECS 22. Luther Richardson, 10 for 15, 211 yards, 3 TDs. That gives us Lipscomb versus CPA Part 2. Thursday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. That is going to be a great game. D2A, Davidson, 33, NCS, 14. Griffin Sweeney, 19 rushes, 106 yards for the Bears. USJ, 34, DCA, 17. John Lewis, 16 rushes, 115 yards, and a touchdown for the Wildcats. Great season. Came up a little bit short, but what a great season. That gives us Davidson versus USJ Thursday, December 3rd at 3 p.m. So, changed it up a little bit this year. D2AA will be first game on Thursday, then D2A, then D2AAA. That's the news brought to you by the Diner in Nashville. We'll be right back with Coach Blake Satterfield, Trousdale County, Yellow Jackets High School, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, 104.5 The Zone. Before we go, we've got Josh Colbert, Performance Therapy Institute, on the line. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. How's it going?
I'm doing well, buddy. The heater out here overheated my phone, so we had to adapt and overcome, which that's part of athletics, right? Sometimes you gotta make a halftime adjustment and move on, which you know all about. Hey, saw you at the CPA game last night. The boys looked good. I know many CPA lines have been coming to Performance Therapy Institute for a long time. Let's talk about late season injury management, because it does change a little bit with the way you treat these athletes as we move into this deep into the playoffs.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, a lot of our athletes have been lost for the season with catastrophic injuries like ACL tears or shoulder dislocation. But the vast majority of our athletes are fighting through just nagging aches and pains. And when we get to this point in the season, it's literally all about the next game. So we spend a lot more time focusing on manual therapy, a lot more time on laser therapy, recovery techniques, just basically trying to get these athletes ready to go next Friday night. Not so much on the strengthening side of things or the stretching side of things like we would do earlier on in the year. Definitely reach out to the training staff at their school, the coaching staff, talk to those folks about limiting the athletes' stresses during the week, maybe less contact or less practice time altogether, and just get them geared up for these games that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Well, I know you're pumped up. Your Lions are playing in 2 weeks. Your Nolensville Knights are playing next week, a home game in the semifinals. So next week's going to be fun, brother. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Absolutely. PerformNashville.com. If you go to that website, you can find all of our information. We'd love to help you out.
We'll be right back with Coach Blake Satterfield, Trousdale County football, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone.
Hello, I'm Heather from Street Tuxedo. Being family-owned and operated, we love building relationships with you for your special event. It's prom and wedding season, and we have 5 stores to serve you: Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Green Hills, Rivergate, and Berry Hill. And don't forget, we can help you with formal wear for choir, band, homecoming, and winter formals. If you need to rent or buy, we have slim fit and modern styles that won't break your wallet. You can find more info on social media. Follow us at Street Tuxedo.
The thrill of a new school year, a hint of fall in the air, football, and a clean slate to work hard, give it your all, and create a wealth of memories to last a lifetime. I'm Josh Houston with Balfour, Tennessee, and we strive to recognize these memories in a timeless fashion. Whether it's a class ring, yearbook, cap and gown, letter jacket, or that coveted championship ring, let us recognize your achievement. Learn more at www.balfourtn.com or call 615-867-6345. You can't rewind time, but you can preserve it. Balfour TN, the new face of achievement in Middle Tennessee.
Game Time Sports Fields, located in Columbia, Tennessee, is nationally known for their work in professional, collegiate, and high school baseball and softball. However, Middle Tennessee football coaches have learned that Game Time Sports Fields saves valuable time and money in field prep. reach out to Bill Marbot and his team for a quote to do your fields at 931-384-0208. Get your field game time ready with Game Time Sports Fields, 931-384-0208.
And now, a moment of silence to remember our dear friend.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Life can be uncomfortable. Your home doesn't have to be. With air conditioners, furnaces, and heat pumps installed by a Ring Pro partner, you can feel comfortable even when you can't be comfortable.
Ah, jeez. Really?
Trust the expert installation and service of your local Ream Pro partner. Visit ReamProPartnersTN.com to find one near you.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has what you need to keep your property looking sharp through the winter. Whether you need a new backpack blower, weed blower, debris loader, leaf vacuum, chainsaw, mulching blades, or winter pre-emergence and fertilizers, they have the best advice and service to keep your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Beat the spring rush and bring your equipment in now for service and winterization to ensure it'll start next year. Visit any of our 8 convenient Middle Tennessee locations and check out the website, DickensSupply.com.
Coming up Monday afternoon with Blaine and Mickey.
A full afternoon of Titans-Ravens reaction.
Plus, we dive into Tennessee-Auburn and much, much, much more.
Monday afternoon from 1 to 3 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration. Terminix wants to remind you, if you haven't gotten that attic insulation inspection, service inspection scheduled, all you got to do is call 877-Terminix. Get it scheduled. If you can hear this show, if you can hear this station, you're in Robert Boyer and the Cool Springs office crew's service area. I know them. Attention to detail is their number one deal. Customer service. You can tell by the way they park their cars, the way they run their business. And as we tell you every week, if you haven't gotten that attic insulation service scheduled, if you think the heating bill is a little high, that very well could be the cause. All you got to do is call them. They'll come out, check it out. If you don't need any work done, you're out nothing. If you do, man, you're going to be able to. You're going to be glad you got them out there sooner rather than later. Same deal with the cooling costs during the summer. So call 800-TERMINIX and get that free attic insulation service inspection scheduled today. We got Coach Blake Satterfield, Trousdale County Football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you joining us. Sorry we're a little late. My phone overheated with this outdoor heater at the corner bakery, which means it's a great heater. Probably needed on the sideline next week. But congratulations, 21-13 victory over Watertown. Huge win. Man, what a rivalry this has been the past couple of years between you and Watertown. And a big win. They got you 7-9 in week 3, kind of the same scenario last year. And then you all win the playoff game, but always big to win in the quarterfinals, but I know you really enjoyed getting a win over a really good Watertown team.
Yeah, and first of all, thank you for having me on this morning, and it was a team effort last night. You know, you go back to the first time we played these guys in the third week of the season, you know, it's new. You know, you get that call when you can't play football, or you're able to play football about 3 weeks out before the first game. And I look at that as actually week 3 was probably our third scrimmage in a regular season. And we made a lot of mistakes. You know, we go through there and we have like 3 or 4 turnovers. We have a bunch of penalties in that first game. And we're playing at home, and that's disappointing. And then last night it was a tale of two tales. I mean, we simply were able to control the ball. We didn't put the ball on the ground, and we had 0 penalties. And that's kind of unheard of now in high school football. And that's how we won the ball game last night. We were the team that made the least amount of mistakes, and the team that stuck around and was in the ball game late in the fourth quarter and was finally able to pull out a big victory. And that, you know, hats off to our seniors who for 3 straight years have went up there and defeated them. And it's what I told our team, defeated them when it really mattered. And that's a big win for our program last night.
No doubt about it. And you mentioned the no penalties. That's impressive especially this time of year, you know. But you're right. That's the way – that's what it took, and that's the way it ought to be in a quarterfinal game, right? Nobody wants to see a blowout in the quarterfinals. Another big part of it was Cameron Rankins, 30 carries, 173 yards, three touchdowns. Mr. Richmond sends me the stats every Friday night. This guy is a – this guy's a dog, man.
Oh, exactly. And one big stat for Cameron last night, I think he's – had, you know, 30 carries for 170 something yards and three touchdowns. But one big stat that kind of goes unnoticed was his interception he had last night. It was late in the ball game. He got an interception down on the down in the end zone, and then he was able to take a knee, which is really smart and a heads up play by his part. And then he took that knee, and at that point, Watertown never got the ball back. You know, it was that late in the ball game, and it was 7 minutes and some odd seconds to go in the ball game. We get the interception in the end zone, and it goes back to last week, which I talked to our football team. You know, a lot of people around town talked to me this week about a championship drive, you know, against Bledsoe County. We had about 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in that ball game, and a tied ball game, went down and scored with about 40 seconds left on the clock and ran the ball every single play. Last night, we was able to do the exact same thing. Now, we didn't score last night on that drive, but we protected that lead, and Watertown never got the ball back, and that's a big thing. A lot of people don't realize how athletic and how good Watertown is offensively. I mean, they had three or four athletes that could score on any play, and our defense last night had to play that way. They had to play sound football, and they had to get 11 hats to the ball, and we were able to do that on both sides, offense and defense. And then our special teams, that's one thing I preach, is do not let special teams get you beat. And last night we were able to check all those three phases of the ball game.
Well, Coach, from those that didn't pick up on it by your last name, if there's a reason why you sound like a coach's son, it's because you are. Special teams, you just said that's something you preach. I know that's near and dear to your heart. I got a pretty good idea where you learned that. Have you been hearing that your whole life from your daddy, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I think, you know, and that's one thing, you know, when I got this head coaching job a couple of years ago, that's one big thing to rely on is your father, you know, having those head coaching experience, obviously winning state championships, and then his dad, you know, before him, you know, obviously that goes back to my grandfather and learning those things. And that's just what, you know, just in any job, that's years of experience, and that's a lot of words of wisdom. And last night, and I try to preach that to our guys, and in big ball games, and exactly like you said, special teams, it's since 2018, since we played Watertown, it's literally come down to a special teams play that's been the difference in the game, whether it's been a missed PAT or a block punt or a safety or something, you know, some type of big play. And when two teams that are equally matched, when they face off, that's usually what it comes down to. And last night, like I said, it was all the way from Coach Fitz, our offensive coordinator. He called a great game last night. Our defense showed up, and we had a lot of people at the game. And last night, kind of felt a lot like, you know, big time high school football, you know, playoff atmosphere, and that's something I always enjoy.
Hey, Coach, I want to make sure we mention too. We talked about Cameron Rankins and his 30 carries, and then you talked about the getting that last drive, and really, you know, it was only an 8-point game. But I think Bryson Claiborne, this isn't going to be top performers of the night stat worthy. But 14 carries for 45 yards, those were huge. Those were huge on top of the 30 carries that Cameron had, like you said, because what you needed to do was keep that Watertown offense off the field. And Bryson, those were 14 tough carries for 45 tough yards.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of one thing that we looked at is the best way to help out our defense with our offense is to control the ball, keep the ball out of Watertown's hands and their explosive offense. And we were able to do that. And one stat line that we don't realize is our quarterback, Jaden Hicks, you know, went out of the ball game early. And we talk about all the time in practice about facing adversity, you know, what's going to happen in a ball game, who's going to have to step up. And like you said, Bryson Claiborne stepped up. His number got called, 14 carries, a hard 45 yards against a very clean defense. Keenan Burnley came in at quarterback and game managed it, did a great job as just a junior. And Bryson Claiborne, it was good to have him back. You know, you go back to that first ball game, And again, a lot of people don't realize this, is we were banged up and we had a lot of injuries throughout this year. You know, we didn't have number 10 Alex Ford, which had a big game last night. We didn't have Bryson Claiborne the first time we played him. We had a couple other guys out, and then Cameron Rankins actually tweaked his hamstring in week one against Friendship, so he's only about 30% in week three against Watertown. So that's one thing that was great last night, was just having a healthy team and being able to give them our best shot, and inevitably that helped us win that ball game.
Coach, Meigs County again this year, but they have to come to the Creek Bank this year. Talk about next week. Give us the early scouting report.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, Meigs County is going to be a really good football team. You know, Coach Fitzgerald, he's done a great job with them. And this goes back even before Stafford. You know, a lot of people, you know, last year said Stafford is their team. You know, he's their offense, he's their defense. What I'm hearing now and what I'm seeing is Meigs County is a more balanced team offensively and defensively. They're just not relying on one person to do the workload. Now, they do have a Mr. Football finalist right now, and that's something that obviously is going to be problematic for us. But what Meigs County does a really good job of, and I like this about Meigs County, I don't like coaching against it necessarily, but they're very physical, they're big, and they're going to control the game. And that's one thing that we preach as well. You know, you go back to 2018, and our coaching staff then, we talk about it. When we played Meigs County Thanksgiving weekend in the semifinals there, we came away with, I think, a 32-29 victory, and we felt like Meigs County was the best team in the state. And we were banged up, from that game. It was a knockdown, dragout. Fortunately, we was able to win, and then we went into that state championship game against Peabody, and, you know, that was a physical game, and we were kind of beat up in that game, too. So it's going to be hopefully another classic. In that ball game, we had a bunch of kids step up. Kevon Baines was playing for us then, had a big game. Jaden Hayward, and somebody, I told our kids, too, somebody has got to make a name for yourself down here in Crowdsville County, and this is a perfect setting to do it in a home playoff game in the semifinals. So, you know, our kids, I don't have to give a lot of pep-up speeches at this time, Tate, because if you're not pumped up to play football at this time, then you're just not made out of the right stuff.
That's right. Hey, brother, you got me fired up. Congratulations on the win. Good luck next week. Let's do this. Let's get back to Cookeville and do this again in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully everything works out. We're just fortunate to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend, to be honest with you.
Nothing better, dude. I bet this is a pretty cool deal in Hartsville, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got people that show up on Thanksgiving morning. We host a breakfast. We do a early morning walkthrough, and it's honestly a really special it's a special thing, and it's something good to be a part of. And I'm glad these guys get to do this another year.
Well, enjoy it, brother. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coach Blake Satterfield, Trousdale County. Pretty neat. If he can get back and win it, he'll be the third Satterfield to win a state championship as a head coach. Pretty dang neat. We'll be right back with Coach Brian Coleman, Summit Spartan Football, right here on High School Sports Saturday. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, 104.5 The Zone.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
There are a lot of physical therapists in Tennessee, and you don't want to go to a therapist. You want to choose the therapist that is right for you. This is Charles Davis. I had injuries in my playing days and valued the importance of a quality rehab program. I know and trust these folks, which is why I would choose Star when in Tennessee, and you should too. Their clinicians have world-class advanced training to make them great mechanics of the human body and to get you better fast. Find a Star location near you at starpt.com.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction protection are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has what you need to keep your property looking sharp through the winter. Whether you need a new backpack blower, weed blower, debris loader, leaf vacuum, chainsaw, mulching blades, or winter pre-emergence and fertilizers, they have the best advice and service to keep your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Beat the spring rush and bring your equipment in now for service and winterization to ensure it'll start next year. Visit any of our 8 convenient Middle Tennessee locations and check out the website, DickensSupply.com.
This is your home for Titans football.
Ryan Tannehill! Touchdown!
Titans! 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Walker Chevrolet, Chevy Central, 8:30 to 7 today, right off of exit 65 off I-65 South, 3940 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. Best inventory of new Chevrolets and used Chevrolets anywhere in the mid-state. Most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we've got the head Spartan himself, Coach Brian Coleman. Coach, 36-29 victory over Beach last night. It was a nail-biter the way it should have been. What a great game, man.
What a great game, Tater. It was purely fun. A little nerve-wracking, but definitely a fun game. Probably a good high school football game to watch. Coaching it was kind of fun, too, I believe.
Yeah. Well, at times, right?
Yeah.
I hope you took time to enjoy it. I hope you took time to enjoy it. There's not many games like that, man. That was big. Let's talk about your quarterback, Destin Wade. Goodness gracious. Every time you think he can't impress you anymore, he does. I think your quote last night was, he's special, man. He's just special. 13 for 16, 218 yards, 4 touchdowns, 29 rushes, 194 yards and a touchdown. For those that aren't good at math, that's 6.7 yards per carry on 29 attempts. Goodness gracious, he balled out. Oh, by the way, he's just a junior.
Yeah, he's definitely the man. We knew we were going to have to lean on him a little bit. You know, I mean, he's our guy. Offensive line blocked well for him, opened up some holes. I mean, receivers did an excellent job, too. Caleb Jolly had one heck of a night. Receiver, Brady Pierce had a heck of a catch. I mean, these guys, they played well. Kaneda Wirtz even got him a catch or two. So, when they started packing the box, stopping the run, we had to resort to the spread a little bit, and we spread them out, spread them out to run it, but also spread them out, to throw the ball. And Destin did a great job. I mean, only a couple incompletions. Just managed the game well, man. It was just awesome, awesome game by him, for sure.
Here's what I love about him. Two things. Again, he's just a junior, so I think he's so good last year, you forget he's a sophomore. But you've noticed it when you look at the stats every week. No interceptions. I don't know when the last time he threw one was. And that is, that was the one thing maybe he needed to work on. Again, he's young, no interceptions against a really good Beach team, a state championship caliber Beach team. And then 29 carries. I mean, that's 29 carries is what an I formation tailback gets. Yeah. Man, he's durable.
Very true. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you don't want to overuse him as a coach, but I mean, golly. He does such special things with the ball in his hand. You know what I mean? And some of those rushes were dropped back that nobody was open. He took off running. I mean, he has not, like you said, he hadn't thrown an interception in weeks. I think it was the last one, the Frayne County game, and that was weeks and weeks and weeks ago. So, just a great game manager. And like you said, he's running the ball. He's getting beat up. But heck, Tate, he even played some defense last night. He played corner and safety. So, he's not coming off the field except for special teams very often, but he probably sore today, but winning that game was special, and advancing is going to be awesome. It's awesome.
Well, you've got another really tough game next week against Henry County. You've got to go there. Cool place to go. Not easy to get there. But I think this game will really help you from how tough of a game this was to win. you all score, then they score, you come back and score, they score, then you score two, they come back and score, and then you all get the win with 27 seconds left. Again, it was a great game. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you haven't had a real dog fight in quite a while. I think you really needed this. Don't you think this will benefit you going into Henry County game?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think the word we used last night was perseverance. I mean, they, you know, like you said, they go up, we go up. And they had a good drive there at the end and actually went for two and got the two-point conversion. They were up by one with, what, three minutes to go. So, but give us 3 minutes. We had enough time. You know, we can spread out. We didn't have to throw every down. We could throw and run and kind of mix it up a little bit. And, you know, scored with a few seconds left. Yeah, and these guys, I mean, like perseverance, just didn't get up too high or too low, just stayed in the moment, didn't fold, you know, all the cliches you can say, but just so proud of them, man, just the way they fought and didn't give up. I mean, that's what they did. They kept fighting and, you know, and thank goodness got the win.
Hey, Justin Lamb, your stat guy, our Mr. Football insider correspondent. He's the best stat man in the game. You ready?
No
the
doubt.
Stat of, you want to know what the stat of the game is, or do you already know?
What? What's that?
Third down conversions, 8 for 10.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
There you go, right
Might
there.
Might win some games. Might win some games doing that.
You need to fire the
really
coach if you can't
we
win
really
on
We really appreciate
that.
Justin, man. Justin does a great job for our stats, and it just I mean, that family is just great. Miss Lamb does so much for us. She's our principal. They both are awesome. Even Zach is our ball boy. Their youngest is our ball boy. So just such a great family. I appreciate everything they do for us. And Justin especially, you know, on the sideline. I think he enjoys being on the sideline doing stats. I think he really likes it. But like you mentioned before, now we got to go to Henry County. Really no easy way to get to Paris, is there? I mean, it's going to be a couple-hour drive, but like you said, it's going to be a nice environment. And, you know, a game like this should, you know, battle test us for a game that's going to come up next week. It's going to be a close one, a very physical game. I'm sure that's the way they want to approach it. So it'll be fun for sure.
Yeah, and for the Summit fans, very similar to Beach, Coach Counts and Coach Crabtree, probably best friends in this profession. They kind of run their programs a lot the same way. And so I think you got a good picture of it. Obviously, they're, you know, you have to go to your talent. But another great running back in Jamarcus Johnson. So I think you already know probably one of the biggest keys to the game. You're definitely going to have to contain him. You know, he's going to get yards, but you got to limit the big plays with him.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I mean, this time of year you got to stop the run or I mean, not necessarily stop the run, but to limit the run and limit the big plays. You know, make them snap it again, make offenses snap it again and snap it again, and sometimes they'll make a mistake or they'll, you know, sometimes they get a penalty or something like that. So, you know, our defense last night, kind of a bend but don't break. You know, we made beat snaps again, and they just fought, got a key turnover, got a key three and out after they had a goal line standing. Our defense didn't duck their head. They kind of picked up for our offense and got a key a three and out right there, and if they punted the ball, and we got it back and scored. So, you know, just as much credit goes to our defense and our defensive staff for that win for sure. Because you know how each other they feed off each other, and if the offense, you know, kind of made a mistake in the red zone there, they could have definitely ducked their heads, but no, they got the ball back for us. So that's another, you know, using the word perseverance again.
Hey, Coach. Talk to Coach Satterfield in the first segment. Thanksgiving Day practice is, heck, that's almost as a sure thing as Thanksgiving Day in Trousdale County. You all, Thanksgiving practice last week, I mean last year with your 5A state championship run, runner-up run. Talk about that second year in a row. All you coaches do. You love your kids so much. And how big is it for you to get to see your boys have another Thanksgiving Day practice? Because there's nothing quite like it. No. Whether you've done it 30 times or two times, it never gets old.
nothing quite like it, Tate. I mean, that's your goal as a team is just to be practicing during Thanksgiving, man. It's so much fun. We'll practice that Thanksgiving morning, and that's a testament to our program now to do it 2 years in a row to make that, kind of a thing now. So that's ultimately these kids get to experience that, and the families and the parents. What we'll do is we'll come in Thursday morning. We decided last year that we won't eat on a Thursday morning. We'll just get them in practice, send them out to their families. So we know, they're going to eat plenty of turkey for lunch, stuff like that. So what we'll do is we'll bring them in Friday morning and feed them breakfast and get them up and get them moving after all that food they ate the day before, get them moving and get them thinking about football, and then we'll let them go home for a bit, bring them back that Friday afternoon. So, it's something we're trying to make a good tradition of the way we do things there on that Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, well, and I think there's a good chance that this won't be the last time. Do you know what time you're going to leave yet?
We'll be there about 8 or 9. That's probably too early for you, Big Dog.
Yeah.
You'll be on that elliptical at the rec center, I know.
Hey, man, Melton's been reporting to you, hasn't he?
Yes. Sure has. I got eyes everywhere.
I can't figure out why Melton's shirt's always soaking wet and mine's not. I haven't figured that out yet. Anyways, hey,
there's that little
I'm proud
plus
of
sign.
You.
You need to go. That little plus sign makes you go a little faster.
I don't like that thing going over about 3. That gives me. hey,
awesome.
Brother, I'm proud of you. Proud of your team, and I'm proud of Beach. What a great game. So. Good for you. Congrats. Can't wait for this Henry County game, and we'll be talking soon, bro.
Thank you, Tater. Love you, man. Thank you.
Love you too, brother. Brian Coleman, head coach of Old Sparty himself. Again, big win last night. Big game next week against Henry County in the semifinals of 5A for the second year in a row. Gateway Tire Athlete of the Week, with a lot of the seasons ending and the winter sports not quite fired up yet. Just a male athlete of the week this week, and it's Carson Garner of Franklin High School. Carson had 4 receptions for 62 yards with 2 touchdowns, and also had a 3-yard rushing touchdown last week in a huge 31-28 victory over Ravenwood in the second round of the playoffs to lead them into last night's quarterfinal game against Brentwood. Garner is the 25th winner athlete of the week award by Gateway Tire this fall. That's pretty awesome. 25th winner. Gateway Tire, proud home of the Yokohama Tire. Anything automotive but body work, oil changes, tires rotated and balanced, right in the heart of Cool Springs. Drop off the car, go shopping, let Garth and the boys take care of you. They'll call you and you come back, pick it up, and you're on your way. Gateway Tire. We'll be right back. Coach Kevin Creasy, Oakland Patriot football right here on High School Sports Saturday. Brought to you by Body Armor Sports Strength, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone.
One of the toughest decisions many people face is choosing a real estate agent. When the time came for me, I chose Chip Kerr. Chip is the broker owner of Kerr & Company Realty and is consistently a top producer in Middle Tennessee with annual sales volume of over $30 million. But trust me, he always has time to give personal attention to his clients. Chip is a Middle Tennessee native and a big high school football fan. Give Chip a call today at 615-578-0357 or at the office 615-905-1408. That's Chip Kerr with Kerr & Company Realty.
Hey, all you sports fans and dog lovers, it's Mike Keith. When it's time for the big game, big fans need big TVs. And at Double Dogs, you can even satisfy big appetites with choices like Black Angus burgers, wings tossed in homemade sauces, and dog bowl nachos. Double Dogs will make sure that you have the fuel you need at lunch or dinner while never having to miss a game. So whether you have 2 legs or 4, you can cheer on and chow down at Double Dogs, located in cities across Tennessee.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, our game plan in the community includes supporting our local schools on the gridiron and in the classroom. When it comes to buying or improving your home, we can help your family with those game plans too. From personal loans to mortgages, our lending experts are with you every step of the way. Let us help you get your financial game plan together at wilsonbank.com or any of our 28 Middle Tennessee locations. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Dan Dierking, Director of Tennessee Performance. Tennessee Performance was founded in 2017 and prides itself on their training mission, which is focused on preparing every athlete for the next steps in their respective careers. Tennessee Performance is entering its fourth season as a club, and it is where all serious athletes go to train for their future. Come check us out today or visit us on our website, www.tennesseeperformance.com. That's www.tennesseeperformance.com.
When you get to be my age, you've seen just about everything. But the one thing I plan on never seeing is out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. And with Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, I'll never be out of network. So I can use the doctor I want to choose. So if you're turning 65 and have questions about Medicare supplement plans or dental and vision coverage, talk to a representative today or visit us at fbhp.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Back to school deals at Walker Chevrolet. A new Tahoe four-wheel drive, $46,521. Silverado, $31,983. Or lease a new Bolt EV Premier, $299 with $599 at signing. Walker Chevrolet off I-65, exit 65 in Franklin, or walkerchevrolet.com.
Stock number LR23743. Price includes financing with Jim Financial and trading 2006 or newer qualified trade-in. Stock number L4111119. Must have qualified Costco membership. Must have current lease. Must qualify for foreman pricing. Stock number LZ319577 does not include tax, title, or government fees.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Coming up Monday morning.
On the next J-Mart and Ramon, it's Overreaction Monday as we talk Titans and balls.
Plus, it's the return of the Mac with Coach Dave McGinnis.
And repeat after me, fam. Hashtag seize the peas.
Seize the peas. Seize the peas. Seize the peas.
We'll be masked up and lotioned up on the next J-Mart and Ramon.
Jason Martin and Ramon Foster. Monday morning from 6 to 9 on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. When you're in Nashville, the Diner Nashville is your huddle point for lunch or dinner. South of Nashville, Sportsman's Grill in Brentwood, 1640 Westgate Circle. Just get to Moore's Lane. Look to the left if you're headed south. You'll see the log cabin with the Christmas lights. You know you're in the right place. That is your huddle point south of Nashville. Happy hour specials every day, 2 to 6 p.m. Cheese beans, nachos, potato skins, never disappoint. If you're going for dinner, try the fried shrimp basket. You get two sides, French fries and the red beans and rice. If you want to start off with a little chili con queso, Pauly D endorsed, never disappoint. Make the Sportsman's Grill your huddle point south of Nashville. We got Coach Kevin Creasy, Oakland Patriot football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate.
Well, we were talking about Thanksgiving Day practices. Some places it's kind of few and far between, maybe never, and a lot of places it's a tradition. It's dang sure a tradition at Oakland. Congratulations, 39-14 victory over Riverdale. On to the semifinals, practicing on Thanksgiving Day, and the Oakland Patriots are 13-0.
Absolutely. Definitely a good year when you're practicing on Thanksgiving. I'm sure we've said that a few hundred times, but it never gets old. You know, you definitely had a good season getting practice on Thanksgiving. Of course, you know, with this year being so different, so unpredictable, we were just happy to have to be, much less for it to still be going late in November. So we just count our blessings. Our football team's done a really good job. We've also had breaks along the way to allow us to play these football games together.
Well, and it's always nice to get a win in the Battle of the Borough. Riverdale, probably the best team they've had in quite a few years. Great to see that game, a big game this late in the season again. And really good defense, really good defense. You've seen them twice now and scored 39 points. Shouldn't be surprised. Your offense has been putting up huge numbers all year, but another really nice offensive performance for the Patriots.
Well, you know, Riverdale has one of the best defenses around. There's no doubt about it. Got some really good players. They did a really good job over there, and definitely one of the most talented Riverdale bunches that came in here since I've been here. And you know, it's always tough playing somebody the second time. And those guys, you know, play a whole lot closer than the score shows. You know, with about 7 minutes to go with the game, it's a 13-point ball game. We're on our 10-yard, backed up, like second down. thirsty. So, like I said, we made a couple plays that were big. Real proud of our guys. But with that being said, I think our defense stepped up tremendously too. You know, our defense has kind of been overshadowed because we've got really close offense. But playoff football, you know, just our guys showed up last night. Did a heck of a job.
Coach, talk about that catch Isaiah Horton made. It's not the first one he's made. It won't be the last one, but another one-handed grab last night. What a great catch, and what a big play.
Yeah. He had an opportunity to catch a similar ball in which he was being guarded pretty close, and didn't really go up and get him. So, we are definitely on him. I'll get to him about that. You don't get many opportunities. You need to take advantage of it. Make sure you know he dives, makes a one-hand catch, with his left hand set. So pretty spectacular. He did the same thing, against Riverdale in the first half, the first time we played him. Just a tremendous athlete, really getting better every week. His own team.
Coach, let's talk about Maryville. 13-0 versus 13-0, they come to you. I think this is the eighth year in a row you all have met in the playoffs. For the Oakland faithful out there, the mid-state football fans and the listening, give us kind of the early scouting report. What's different about this Maryville team? Obviously, they're really good again, but what's different about them this year?
Well, it's hard to tell a difference. It's kind of like they just plug in another guy to take the spot of guys previous year. They had a heck of a squad last year. You saw what they did in the state championship. They also shut us out. It was hard to swallow at their place. 12-0 ball game. And they just continued to win. There's been no hiccups along the way. Beat a really good Alcoa team. But, after winning the state championship, they just keep expecting to win. And like I said, they just plug in other guys. So, there's never been, a program I've seen where they just plug people in the next year and they get them coached up and play well. They play for their school and play for the position that's been there for years and years and years. Coach Hunt does a good job with all of his guys. And so, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. We know what Maryville brings to the table. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be a real fiery bunch. But at the same time, they've got some athletes too. They got some playmakers too. They've got some real good football guys too. And, I think it's credit to football in general all across the state of Tennessee. It's not just West Tennessee where you got a lot of good players out of West Tennessee. And then Middle Tennessee, of course, being recruited hard. But East Tennessee doesn't get a lot of credit, but they've got players too. And it's going to be a tremendous matchup this coming Friday.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be, as we said, at your place. How will you kind of walk us through in closing? How will you handle practice next week? How will you handle Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, we're going to kind of keep things as normal as we can, Monday through Wednesday and Thursday. We pretty much always go at 8 o'clock. That's kind of what time they got to be here at school. So Thursday we get them in early and get our little Thursday pretty much a walk through, talk through kind of deal where we go through some scenarios. I let those guys go and spend the rest of time with their family. I get ready for a big game Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Hey, congratulations. Another, like you said, it never gets old. Very, very cool. Good win. Great win. It's going to be a fun one against Maryville and a chance to go back to the Blue Cross Bowl again. That would be pretty dang neat. I know you'll have the boys ready. Stay healthy, and we'll be talking again soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Coach Kevin Creasy, the Oakland Patriots head football coach. Again, that is 13-0 Oakland hosting 13-0 Maryville. I don't know how you can find a better game than that. It's going to be a good one. That's it for today. Thanks to Coach Blake Satterfield, Trousdale County Yellow Jacket football, Coach Bryant Coleman, Summit Spartan football, and Coach Kevin Creasy, Oakland Patriot football. Thanks to the crew at the Corner Bakery Cafe in Bowling Green for letting us do the show this morning. Get out and see a game next Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanks to Jimmy Harper for keeping me straight. Go Vols, Boomer Sooner, roll Colonels.
Dickens Turf and Landscapes.